I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. James Chambers took the name Jimmy Cliff to reference the heights he would climb as a musician, singer, and actor. Since Cliff's birth during a hurricane in rural Jamaica, people believed he was special. Cliff's dissatisfaction with country life led him to Kingston, where he met Chinese-Jamaican record producer Leslie Kong, who helped launch his career with a 1962 hit, Hurricane Hattie. Cliff helped Jamaican music go global, performing in the film The Harder They Come. Jimmy Cliff told me how his voice carried him out into the world.
I was in a classroom at school, and it was recess time, and I was singing. And some girls came in and they say, "Where's the radio?" I say, "What radio?" I say, I hear singing on the radio here. I say, "Oh yeah, that's me." So I said, I got something here.
Well, say a little something about the radio. Growing up in the countryside, were you able to hear the radio from Kingston or the U.S.?
I remember the first time my father got a radio. We picked up the Jamaican station, which was only just like one station, really. But we could also pick up station from Cuba and lots of Spanish station and lots of stations in New Orleans. So, yeah, we picked up a lot of jazz, rock and roll, rhythm and blues. And, yeah, that was like my first introduction to, you know, American roots music.
Hello, Josephine.
Now, talk a little bit about moving to the city. What is it that motivates you to go to town a bit more and get out of country life?
So I went to Kingston to go to Kingston Technical College to learn radio and TV. But my thing was, I want to be on the radio and on the TV. I don't want to be making it. So I said to my woodwork teacher, "How do you write a song?" He said, "You just write it." I said, "Okay." So I just wrote a song. I wrote a few songs. And I had these songs in my back pocket. And when I got to Kingston, I had hopes of getting them recorded. So start inquiring, how do you get songs recorded? And they say, you have to go to a producer. And so I went to them all, and I got turned down. One night, out of frustration, I was walking on Orange Street, and I saw a sign, Beverly's Records. Boom! Bulb went off in my head. I had this little song I was writing called Dearest Beverly. I went in and there were three Chinese brothers. And Mr. Kong said, "Okay, sing a song what you have." So I sang the song Dearest Beverly. And of course, it worked, the magic worked.
My dearest Beverly, please come home and let me be happy once more.
As I listen back over the years to reggae and ska, there's a kind of a split in the music between the sort of happy and then the very socially critical.
Well, it was the vast outlook that we had. We still had to struggle. You know, in the genes, there were still the marks of slavery and had to rebel against the oppressors. And at the same time, we had to look that there must be a better way out. So I was one of those youths that, having grown up in the ghetto, I didn't take a gun. My friends, you know, say, "Yeah, Jimmy, hold a gun." Well, I say, "We prefer hold the mic, you know."
Well, they tell me off a pie up in the sky. Sure as the sun will shine.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.